Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this February 8th, 2024. I have your host, James J. Maloff, here, and welcoming into the studio our great friend, Laura Huber, 4-H program educator with UW Extension. Always good to see you, Laura. Thanks for being here.
It's great to see you again, James. Thanks so much for having me. Mm-hmm. Can I introduce another very special guest?
Yes, please do. You brought a friend in. Yeah,
so we've talked several times about Wood County 4-H partnering with AmeriCorps to kind of help expand our reach in the community. And so today I'm so excited to have Melina Caratini with us. She is our AmeriCorps member who started in September, but time allowed for her to join us today.
Really appreciate the time, Melina. Thanks so much for being able to be in. I want to talk with you a little bit about AmeriCorps, but I think I'm not the only one. We have got very smart listeners out there. They caught that last name. That last name seems a little familiar for us here that talk to on Midday Magazine with a lot of our extension off our family and everything. Do you happen to know Jackie? Do you happen to have any connection to Jackie at all?
Yeah, so Jackie Caratini is my mother, which I guess is a funny connection, but yeah.
So like with your mom, I just turn her mic on and get out of her way. So is that what I'm doing with you here? No, I'm kidding. I won't put you on the spot like that. But I really do appreciate the time. Really appreciate you being here and love your mom. She's amazing. She's an awesome human being. When it comes to AmeriCorps, let's start right there. What is AmeriCorps?
Yeah, so AmeriCorps is an outreach program based on service, and it's where people go into the communities and around different things, whatever, and try to help and find different ways that we can serve in the community and just like get outreach and find ways that we can make it better in a sense. And so my position is actually working on expanding not only just 4-H, but just different programs in the community, like Boys and Girls Club, things with the library, and just like building numbers and just expanding and Yeah.
How did you get involved with this?
Yeah, so growing up with my mom in extension, whatever, I always saw the summer AmeriCorps members, and I was like, oh, I thought it was so cool because like I always got to experience them and just like hang out with them as a kid and 4-H and whatever in the extension office. And so when I this summer I was like, oh, like I think this would be a pretty cool thing, whatever, do they still have it? And so I did the summer one in Marathon County, and then at the end of the summer my mom was talking to Laura, and Laura said, hey, like you should definitely like apply for the year-long one since I am at UWSP, so it's not too far to Rapids or whatever. So I ended up applying and getting it, and so I'm very excited to continue my service. So yeah,
very cool. Congrats about the UWSP, and congrats about that. And my daughter went there, loved it. Congratulations to you about it, and that's very cool to hear that it pulled you to it, that it had a call to you. You enjoyed it, you got your feet wet with it, and you wanted to continue to do it. I think that's an interesting note. When it comes to how you got involved, how about like what you like about being involved in AmeriCorps?
Yeah, so I have always been someone who loves to help, loves to lead, like to get into like the community and stuff. And so like this is based off service and like helping and stuff, whatever. So I really enjoyed that, and just going into different things like the schools and helping with 4-H and like getting in like to know the community and know the 4-Hers and the youth, I think is really cool. And just like know that I can make a difference and just be very helpful. So I love that.
Melina, I'm curious about something else, and I don't ever like to do this to people, to put them on the spot or to ask them to speak for a large group of other people. But I've talked about this a lot on the air. I've actually talked about it with your mom, and I think even Laura a bit. Our generations were pretty active and did quite a bit at a young age, but we're also young. When I see your generation, I see so many people in your generation taking action. Like being active, being involved in things. Are you seeing the same thing? You would know better than I would. Are you seeing very, you know, similar? I'm not saying everybody, and I don't mean to make you speak for your generation or anything, but I do seem to see a lot more of that with your generation. Are you noticing that too?
Yeah, I feel like our generation has like noticed a lot, like growing up, and just like I think obviously there's multiple different things that like have going on in the world, and I think that we have noticed like as a whole that like we have to kind of step forward and try to help like as much as we can, even at a younger age, and kind of just like start to like do our part. And so I think that there's a lot like in our generation that are trying to make a change and just be helpful to the generations of like that are still on or whatever, and to the future.
I really admire that. I really think it goes a long way. Piggybacking off of that, Melina, how would you encourage people to be involved with AmeriCorps?
Yeah, so we actually have some more positions coming up in the next like couple months and then year or whatever. And they're not only just in like 4-H, but there are a ton of different opportunities in like the community and stuff that like have different AmeriCorps members. And I think you just have to go on to the AmeriCorps website and just like research and whatever. And there's different ones, like different types of service and stuff. So like, each person can find what works for them. So yeah.
Well, you're almost as good as your mom. You just set me and Laura up perfectly because that's where I wanted to go with things, Laura. Nice job, Melody. Nice job. When it comes to the variety of ways people can work with AmeriCorps, there's a lot of different things for different people. Not everybody might be able to feel comfortable doing this, but maybe there's an opportunity here with something else.
Yes. AmeriCorps is kind of like the Peace Corps, but here at home. And so it does have its, like, start up there in kind of government levels, but where it really makes a difference is in partnerships. So Melina is here with us because of a partnership between AmeriCorps and Wisconsin 4-H. Another example of a local is Marshfield Clinic partners with AmeriCorps. So you could serve with either one. If you're serving with Wisconsin 4-H or Wood County, you know, that youth education component, that outreach into communities, that's what the focus is on. If you're partnering with, say, Marshfield Clinic, I know a lot of their interest is in mental health and well-being, not only for young people, but for all sorts of different communities. So like Melina said, going on and searching for AmeriCorps and taking a look at what opportunities are out there is really a great way to find a match for your own skills, your own personal interests. And I just want to say it is a volunteer role, but everybody who serves with AmeriCorps does get a living stipend. And the really cool piece on the backside is educational awards. So when Melina finishes her, well, actually, you've already done it once, right? She served in a quarter-time summer position with Marathon. She got an education award that she can use directly already for UWSP. But it doesn't mean that this is only for young people. Parents and grandparents can serve in AmeriCorps, and they can pass their education awards to their children or grandchildren. So there are benefits to service beyond, you know, that feeling great about making a difference in the community. There are some pretty tangible benefits to it, too. And not to, I don't know, put too fine a spin on it, but the job skills that you attain through this is really something to consider. I mean, it's real.
I think that, again, not to, you know, keep doing this to you, Melina, but with your mom and your DNA, you're going to be pretty good at talking air and everything. But I don't think it's noteworthy. You've never joined us on the air. You haven't done anything really like this. And you sound like a pro. You came on. Your skill set is very, you can tell you've got a really good skill set for something like this. I imagine that's something that's been helped by the AmeriCorps. So just as an example of that, there's so many different things. I think that's such a great point to bring up, Laura, because when it comes to how do I learn certain skill sets in life, there's only so much that you can learn from a book. There's only so much you can learn in education. So many things in life you got to learn in real time. You can only learn by actually doing them. This great organization gives these kids an opportunity for that. And it's a really great note, too. That surprised me when I looked into it. I hadn't done a deep dive before into the organization. And when I did, one of the first things I noticed was, I thought it was just for kids. No, this is for everybody. Everybody can be a part of this.
Absolutely. The one note, right? You're not going to make a living that is going to sustain a family of five serving with AmeriCorps, right? So that's a consideration. And so a lot of the people that we find are serving with AmeriCorps are those who are on the younger side, or maybe they've already retired, but they're not done, right? Yeah, this is their time to really give back and make a difference right here at home in local communities.
How has AmeriCorps benefited the 4-H?
Oh my gosh.
We don't have enough time, do we? We don't.
Yeah, we don't. So having Melina here just makes things possible that I can't do on my own, right? I one person. Yeah. Jasmine is with us half time, right? There is so much need, but so few people. Yeah. And so what AmeriCorps does is it allows us to bring people on board in very reasonable ways, like very affordable for us. And so Melina can focus on programs that I seriously just don't have the time or the capacity to do, but I've wanted to do for a really long time. So a lot of Melina's focus is on programs to young people who aren't already in 4-H, right? So partnering with the library. She talked about partnering with Boys and Girls Club. Right now, we're in the midst of putting out decoupage project kits that Melina kind of created, like directions and the materials and all of those kinds of good things. And so one of the other things she's working on is more of those sorts of things. Free, available to the community, whoever's in the community, right? Because we really want to do good things for youth and families right here. So, by the way, if you're interested in learning more about those programs that are coming up, check out the Wood County 4-H Facebook page. That's the best place to find the new advertisements when when those kits are ready.
We're speaking with Laura Huber, 4-H program educator with UW Extension, and we have Melina Carantini with us as well from AmeriCorps. Thank you both again for the time. Laura, we were going to originally kind of talk a little bit about Chick Quest. And these two things tie together.
Absolutely. So I already mentioned, right, I don't have the capacity to do all of the outreach programs that I want to do. Chick Quest is really cool because it's happening in classrooms. And so what Chick Quest is I bring in an incubator and fertilized chicken eggs. And so over the course of a month, I get to work with young people in the classroom, hands-on, learning about agriculture, learning about science, learning about data collection, learning about all of those things while they're able to check and keep track and monitor the eggs in the incubator. Right now, I've got a program going in River Cities High School. The really cool thing about this program is right now I have a grant to fund it. So it's free to the schools and it's exciting.
Oh, that is
exciting,
awesome.
Right? You heard that? EGG.
I wanted to let it sit there and just really, because that's a good joke, Laura. That's a good joke. It's got to let it sit there and marinate a little bit.
Best you've ever heard. Yeah.
It's a good one. No, I love it. I'm a father, so I can laugh at things like that.
Right.
it's a good note. And it's also really interesting for the kids. I don't know how much that stuff exists anymore, that you have that in classrooms as much anymore, like when we were kids and you saw a little bit more of that. It's kind of cool to have that back.
And it feels very real because it is very real. You know, when I was working with kids at River Cities earlier in the week, you know, they got to take a deep dive. It's not just doing these, the reading from the textbook. It's not just whatever. It's like, here everything is right in front of my hands. We talked about why it was so important to maintain the environment of the incubator, what they're trying to mimic there, what happens if things get too cold, if they get too dry. And then we started literally picking apart the eggs, and the kids were fascinated learning about the parts of the eggs, because we know all of this on the structure of, like, I take an egg, I crack it, I fry it, I scramble it, I do whatever, right? But they got a chance to learn about the different parts and what their functions were. I was kind of amazed at how into that these high schoolers were. It was really cool. But then talking about the difference of the egg that was produced to be sold on the shelf at the grocery store compared to what the eggs were that we were putting in the incubator and all of that. The really cool piece is we can adjust it. The original curriculum is set for elementary school. But like I said, I'm in the high school because that's one of the things I do. I work with everybody from kindergarten to 13th grade. So I would just put a plug out there that if there are teachers here listening that would be interested in having me come into your classroom, I do need a month. And I do need you to do some maintenance to kind of take care of the eggs throughout the time when I am not there. But it's free of charge. It's a really cool hands-on learning opportunity for your students. I promise they'll be engaged.
Oh, yeah.
They will feel like scientists. The program does meet state science standards at many levels, at many grades.
It's a fun program. I personally, I can't tell you how excited, how ecstatic I am about it.
Thank you.
It was a reach. It was a reach, but I had to do it. It is a really cool program, though. And one of the things, just hearing you talk about it a little bit more, immediately, just off the top of my head, thinking of some of the lessons and the things that could be taught. And like a lot of stuff that it goes on in school and some of our great teachers do, there are layers to this. It's everything you mentioned there is noteworthy. I also see opportunity for empathy being created here, for some more understanding of our ag industry, of our farmers, of what it takes. That's one egg they're watching. Imagine a whole entire farm of something like that going right on, and some of those things. And as we're trying more and more to give people and you know, let people know, hey, this is a great industry. You know, the ag industry, being a farmer, that's a great career. That's a great industry. We need more life in that. We need more young blood in that. This kind of stuff. It just, as you and I have touched on so many times, Laura, we never know where that spark is going to come from. What's going to spark a young mind and be like, whoa, that's my new passion. That's what I want to do the next 20, 30 years of my life. We just don't know. These kind of things give them an opportunity to at least, even if they don't fall in love with eggs or fall in love with being a farmer or something, who knows? Maybe it spins it off into something else. Maybe they want to be a vet. Maybe they want to do this. Don't know unless we give them the opportunities.
Absolutely. And we're always tying into that piece, like, this is where food comes from. Mm-hmm. It doesn't just come from the grocery store shelf. There's so much that goes into it. And learning about the life cycle of a chicken is as silly as it might seem. It absolutely does feed into that understanding of there is a lot that goes on to get that food onto my plate at the end of the day. So if I could just say, if you are interested or you know a teacher out there that would be interested in having a program like this in the classroom, reach out to me at the extension office, because I would love to talk. I would love to get things on the schedule. I need a full month. Yeah. It takes 21 days for the eggs to hatch, but, you know, to get things set up so the students understand what's going on before we bring the eggs into the classroom, that would be fantastic. So the easiest way to reach me is probably by phone. 715-421-8439 is my number at the extension office, or you can email me, and my email address is Laura, L-A-U-R-A, dot Huber, H-U-B as in boy, E-R, at WISC, that's W-I-S-C, dot E-D-U.
Laura, as we're wrapping up the last couple of minutes we have here, we just say I wanted to touch on another couple things.
Yeah. Many times I've been on the radio and talked about Creative Arts Day. It's a big event for Wood County 4-H that happens every spring. And this year, I'm really excited that we've got a little bit of a change made. Thanks to the advocacy of Snyder 4-H Club, Creative Arts Day is going to happen in Wisconsin Rapids this year.
Woo! Yeah. Oh, awesome. Yeah. Oh, that is good news.
I think so, too. Especially, this is a program that's open for anybody to just come and watch. Yeah. You don't have to participate. You don't have to perform. But if you want to see young people who've been working really hard perform in one-act plays, performing skits, playing their instruments, giving public speaking demonstrations, things like that, this is available to you. We're going to be at the Wisconsin Rapids Area Middle School, which has been a great, I mean, it is a cool facility.
Oh, it is, yeah.
A beautiful stage and auditorium.
I love that stage.
It's beautiful.
Since I was a kid, I've wanted to perform on that stage. Yeah, that's a great stage.
So it's going to be April 6th. So it's coming up, you know, shortly. Our Wood County 4-H'ers right now are working hard to get ready for this. This is really, it's a big event for them.
Yeah, and for our community, and then to be able to host it here in Rapids. I know in years past I've wanted to attend and haven't been able to. Something like this, even I can get to it with my crazy schedule, being in town. That's awesome. And it's nice to have that setting. You're so right about this. It's a great place to host this event. And everybody can attend. Everybody can take this in. Everybody can support these kids.
Absolutely. So it's family-friendly event. You know, no worries about that. I can't give you the exact schedule right now because we are in the middle right now of registering. And as soon as registration is out, we will, or is complete, we'll create the schedule and share that out. And again, the Wood County 4-H Facebook page is going to be one of the easiest places to find if you'd like to see, like, I don't know, what are the plays that are going to be performing? Is there one that catches your interest, or do you just want to come and sit all day and watch all the plays? The whole public would be welcome to do those things.
So. We'll definitely talk more and more about this as we get closer to April and get more details, but thank you so much for bringing that to us. That's some really good news to hear. That's pretty cool.
I think so
too. That's very cool. As we wrap up, we always like to mention volunteering and how vital and important that is to 4-H. It's not only great, but it's a great, like, that feel-good feeling we were talking about with AmeriCorps and everything, that is a feeling you you can get all anytime just by volunteering in your community. And we think the 4-H is one of the greater places you can volunteer at.
I think you're absolutely right. Volunteering takes many forms in 4-H as well. So you can do things like help lead a club, or you could bring a specific skill and help young people learn how to do that one thing. It's unlimited
what it really
you
can is. Do.
You could even, you know, just volunteer for one single event. Mm-hmm. And you know what, James? I just remembered one other thing I want to help encourage people to do. Mm. We have a program coming up called Youth on the Rise. Mm. This is where I get to share one of my favorite things to do with everybody else. So it's going to be a virtual series on bread baking. Mm. One kind of track is going to be on the quick breads, and the other track is going to be on yeast breads.
Very cool.
And it's free. Registration is open now. Again, check the Facebook page, because young people do not need to be 4-H members to participate. If you want to learn how to make bread, come and join
me. I've always wanted to do that. I love bread. Yeah. I want to learn how to make cookies and my own bread. It's like two things I really want to do. I'm going to be there. I'll meet you there. That's awesome.
Starting Sunday, February 25th, we'll meet weekly on Sundays. So,
Laura, one more time, if we can get the information of people, if they want to find out more about some of the things we've talked about today, how can they reach you?
Yeah, so my phone number, if you have specific questions or want to sign up for Chick Quest, would be 715-421-8439. You can email me at laura.huber@wisc.edu, or always check out our Facebook page. Our handle on Facebook is Wood County 4-H, WI.
Mm-hmm. Be sure to check out and like that Facebook page. A great way to keep up on things. And for AmeriCorps, I see that their website, AmeriCorps.gov, that is the website you can check out if you'd like to find out more about that. Encourage you to do so. Again, AmeriCorps.gov. Melina, thank you so much for the time. Really, really do appreciate it. It's great to meet you. Keep up the great work. I'm looking forward to seeing the amazing things you do going forward. Thank you for the time.
Yeah, thank you.
And we'll get out of here on that. Thank you both again for the time. We'll have more Midday Magazine for you right here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, locally grown radio.